Paul, it's been a long time since you had your full forward group available. How does that change the complexion of maybe how you can deploy them in terms of your maybe depth up front?
Just based on the lines that you see, you bring center Aceman back into your lineup. And we saw the effect of Mark coming back in and the different players that you can play with them. Center Aceman are critical pieces, so we get healthy here and we look like we're in practice one day anyway, quite a bit deeper.
Can you share the corresponding move to make room for the other
Matt
player?
Halschuk will go on waivers today.
Okay, thanks.
So everybody's healthy and ready to go?
All the bodies up front, yeah.
Okay. To get your team ready to go out of the gate today, last year you often said they did it themselves and worked like a charm.
Not really, we didn't come out of any of the breaks well.
Okay. Okay.
We went into them well, but didn't come out of them well.
Okay. So, have you done anything, or what can you do to try to ensure that doesn't happen tonight?
Hey. Well, I believe they did some work over the All-Star break because they were fast yesterday. They were up to speed, and so they looked right. And then, we've got to wire it up and get right back to the game. I don't know. Everybody's got more energy now, so I'm sure the coach does too. To try to jack them up and get them going.
So you got a speech ready.
I usually have one. Come up with one between now and then.
Do you want to turn Nikolai Ehlers into a left winger, or is that just a line you have to go with because it was so good?
Want to be comfortable that he can play both, and that just gives you more options. Like if you look at the two lines with Scheifele and Little at center, I think with the exception of maybe Matthew Perreault playing right wing, all six of those guys have played with all those wingers, and it gives you more room over a block of time if a guy's not going or a line's getting checked to move people around. So you'd like to have all your wingers comfortable on both sides of the ice. He clearly looked comfortable there. An awful lot of speed, maybe all on one line, so we'll have to look at that, but he looked fine over there.
Besides, if you broke them up, you'd get strung up after that last game, I guess.
Well, why would you?